recording. First question.
Hey, Tori, sorry if you went into this yesterday, but I was off. I couldn't find in what was written anywhere just kind of any info on the severity of JB's injury. I know he's severe enough to hit the injured list, but
you didn't miss anything yesterday. I covered two other injuries. That one at the time when I met with you guys, we were still we were getting some imaging, and it just was, everything was incomplete. And I didn't want you guys to have to, you know, be sitting in limbo and me carrying on for the next day. But he's got some right elbow discomfort. He is obviously been put on the disabled list, and we're still gathering information. And you know, we haven't had an official diagnosis yet. He's, you know, obviously this is the process, you know, you get the MRI, you get second opinions just to confirm, exactly what's going on. And that's where we're at right now. And that still continues to be the case with Cabrera. Sometimes these injuries are complicated yet simple, you know, they show up as one thing, and, I just want to make sure that if an athlete's feeling well enough and giving us input, we want to just make sure that we spend as much time as possible diagnosing these things. So in both cases, we're still gathering information, and that information includes other opinions. And I'll be sure to get that to you as soon as possible.
Do you guys feel like it's less severe than what Zach is dealing with at this point?
Gosh, it's a good question. It's a very creative question. That's good. You threw that Northwestern 212 on me. I'm going to hold off on anything, on any speculation. And you know my point of view. I'm going to just try and remain as optimistic as possible and hope for the shortest amount of time down, and, you know, get this thing examined by as many experts as possible, and we get them on the field as quickly as possible. So I don't know that answer. I can't compare it to anything right now.
Tori, I think he went on, he was listed as a flexor injury. Is there also some concern about the UCL?
I've seen some of those comments as well. So I don't know yet. I don't know officially what it is. I don't know. It's his right elbow, and there's just
right. I'm not saying you need to tell us officially what it is, but yeah, if there's concern about possibly that's what it is, and you're looking into it, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. Yes, correct.
Do you know when he felt some discomfort?
Yes, it was his last outing.
Had was that the first you guys had heard of it?
Yes.
Johnny Jackson.
Tori, just with the injuries to the bullpen in particular, I mean, how much is it testing maybe the way you guys even look at some of the pitchers in your system and, you know, trying to alleviate the lack of, or just to have bodies in if you sustain any more injuries?
Yeah. You know, we're trying to figure out, you know, what's happening and why this is taking place. And we're going to take a deeper dive into our process. We believe in our process. But you know, guys are getting banged up on a pretty high level throughout Major League Baseball right now. So a lot of soft tissue issues, and we're trying to avoid injuries at all costs. I can assure you guys of that. And I know you guys are aware of that. But we feel like, our organization is being tested right now. The depth of organization is being tested. We got a lot of really good players inside of our system. And it's about identifying the next layer of guys that will be joining us if that's the need. And we got to remember that organizations win baseball games and have good seasons and have championship caliber of seasons. It's not just one or two players. So as much as we're missing those players, it's how the next level of guys coming in, dealing with the adversity, and understanding how to keep moving forward day by day. Things are very cloudy right now, but this smoke will clear. And when this clears, we're going to be a better baseball team. today and when we start to layer in those guys that are banged up and hurt right now. So that's my outlook. That's what I keep preaching to these guys. And it's up to us as coaches and teachers to go out there and maximize everybody's potential. And we're going to be relentless. The coaches will, and the players will as well.
Jake Brill.
Hey, Torrey, did Cattell come out okay yesterday? And is there a plan for his rehab?
Yeah, Cattell came out just fine yesterday, and he's on his way up to Reno. So the next step is to get him in a game in Reno tomorrow and just get the reports from the eyes that will be watching him. And I feel very good about where he's at. I got a chance to watch him play 10 innings over the past 2 days out at Salt River. And it seemed like he's in the right headspace and physically seems to be in a very good spot as well. So it's getting close. When that lands, I'm not exactly sure, but it's going to be, sometime very soon.
Torrey, it kind of sounded like maybe he would only need a couple of games at Salt River and maybe not head out to Reno. What kind of conversations took place to land on this outcome?
Yeah, it's a good question. The couple of games out at Salt River, he was impacting the baseball and he was doing great. He showed us that he was ready for the next challenge, and that's what we're going to look at it as, to get up to Reno. This is a little bit different environment. Things are very relaxed and extended, and there's a lot of intensity for the players that are there, and they're improving. But I feel like it was my opinion that you're going to wake up, you're going to get in the car, you're going to drive to the ballpark, you're going to have a normal, normal pregame activity. You're going to play against a team in another uniform. You're going to hit every 2 to 3 innings based on where the lineup is. You're just going to collect your thoughts and prepare yourself mentally as you would for a big league baseball game. And I feel like there's some importance to that. And I think just naturally the intensity is ramped up a little bit more. I'm not saying Cattell was half-stepping out there because he was getting after it. I just think there's just a natural ramp up when you're playing in a AAA baseball game versus a game on a backfield and extended. And I know he's going to be able to accept that challenge and get him one day closer to getting back to us at the most prepared level. And that's what we want for Cattell.
And then I apologize. I wasn't around yesterday either, but did you talk about what's going to happen next with Devensky?
No, I have not. I'm not. We've got some decisions to make. I think he's also gathering some more information, for the next set of details or information we'll pass along to you guys.
Torrey, just by dint of him going on the 60 instead of the 10-day, does that suggest his elbow issue is more serious than JB's, at least at the onset?
Potentially.
Is surgery a possibility for Devensky?
He's weighing out all options right now.
And Cora.
That was my question. That was what I had my hand up for.
Jody Jackson.
Torrey, about Luke today. We've talked a lot about Luke, this year, but just his numbers at home. Is there any, you see anything correlating there with, I mean, obviously it's great you're at home today. He's out there and anything you can connect there?
Look, we do some amazing jobs of connecting dots and things you can't even imagine, right? So, of course, we're thinking about home road splits for every guy. But, really what it comes down to with Luke is, going out there and going as hard as he can for as long as he can and not conserving or saving energy for, what would be a long outing. And let us make the decisions as we keep moving forward about when to take him out of the baseball game. He came out with an unbelievable intensity in his last start. He was finishing pitches and everything was done with conviction, and we want that to continue. Luke's in a good spot. He threw a heck of a ball game the other day, and we know what the home road splits are. But I think Luke's primed and ready to do that anywhere. And we want to see what he can offer us today. And I think it should be a good day for him.
And Coro.
What is the latest with your projected rotation, Torrey?
We're still figuring that out. We'll go as far as Bum tomorrow, and we'll probably lay in the next several guys at some point in the next 24 hours. We're just trying to maximize matchups and make sure we have guys available to get through the game today. As crazy as it sounds, you've seen what's happened to us, and we've been shorthanded, and we've had to pitch position players, and we want to avoid that. We want to give ourselves a chance to win a baseball game today. So we'll get that information to you as soon as possible. You know, some of that's going to be predicated on what happens with Taylor Widener on the 18th. So we've got a few things that are still up in the air, but we want, and trust me, we want to get this laid down so these athletes know as well. So as soon as we know, they'll know, and then we'll pass it along to you guys.
Jake Real.
Is Frank Goff an option to start again next time through, or do you see him kind of going back to a bullpen?
Frank Goff is an option to start again. Correct.
All righty, we'll see you guys after the game.
Thanks, yes, 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 yes.